Well, good evening and welcome to Church Musicians in Training. We are blessed to have you here tonight with us. Church Musicians in Training is an opportunity for the young people in our church family to be a part of the worship service. It also provides a venue that is loving and supportive for the children as they learn how to get up in front of people and perform. So you being here is part of their education. So we certainly appreciate that. Church Musicians in Training is open to anyone in our church family that plays an instrument. If you have any questions or would like to be a part of that, I think our next one is early summer, maybe in June. Please contact us because we would love to have you to be involved in that. We have already prayed, so the children are ready, so we're going to go ahead and get started with Chaya Alexander.
Thank you. Well, you have had already a tremendous night, haven't you? It's been wonderful. Thank you so much, all of our players, Miss Mims, who directs our Fine Arts Academy, and all those players. Some of them are in the Fine Arts Academy. Others are taking lessons outside. And so glad that you ministered to us tonight. Brother Dan's going to come. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Hold on. I'm just going to do this because that did take a while. We're going to, I'm going to take care of some things at the beginning here, and then we'll sing a song, and we'll get you to all your places you're going to go for ministering tonight, all right? So let me give that to you first. If you are a guest for the very first time, you made it for your first children or church musicians in training, congratulations. And if you are a guest for the very first time, if you'll raise your hand, our ushers have for you a connection point booklet. It's yours to keep and a guide for our time together. Just hold up your hand. Our ushers will get that to you. All right. Very good. And then also let's do this. We're going to say the scripture for the very last time that we're learning in March. Here we go. We're learning about faith all year this year. And we are learning in March that we are reconciled to God with Christ's righteousness by faith. Let's lift our voices and say Romans chapter 5, verse 1 together. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me make a few announcements for you. And then from there, I'll follow along, guys, on the PowerPoint and Brother Dan and musicians, and we'll all get there together. All right. Some things you'll want to know about that, of course, I'll give you some instructions in a moment about Sunday night of service and all that we're doing and how that's going to go. But I want to remind you, we start a new training session on Wednesday this week, midweek. You'll see our training in the Word of God is beginning a series in the Thessalonian epistles. Then we'll do our introduction to church musicianship, and that's the second of those. It's just continuing in a series, and so that's up in the young adult classroom with Brother Mims. And then we have a church outreach and visitation, and particularly as we do that, if you go with me, we'll do some training, and we'll go out and witnessing to people, and we'll particularly do that as well. So I want you to know about all that is starting on Wednesday for those next four Wednesdays in our next session of STEP Ministry. And I think beyond that, you can read about all the other things that are upcoming, and I think you'll be fine with that. Now, here's what we're going to do tonight. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to sing a verse of a song. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to send you into our ministry tonight on our Sunday night of service. Let me tell you about what is happening and where you'll go whenever it's time for that. For one of the areas of ministry is home visits. These are people that have visited our church. We're following up on them. There may be some other church care kinds of visits, but it's your opportunity. And those that are involved in that ministry, these center tables at the break aisle, that's where you will go. And then we're going to send postcards. Some of these are postcards to people that have visited our church. They're on our prospect list that we've met in the community, or names of people that you've given to us where we're ministering to the folks. Some of these are just ministering to our city in streets that are really busy and not really safe for people to walk on them. But we want to make sure we're touching those homes, as we do every home in our city. And so we'll mail some cards to them. So those that are involved in postcard ministry and stamping and mailing those invitations, you will be in the back section. The tables are all there. All your materials are there. And then also at the middle tables, there is, for those that are involved in prayer ministry, you'll take maps and you'll pray over the places where our people are visiting and handing out scripture and inviting to Easter. In those places, you're going to pray over all of those people and ask the hand of God upon their lives. That'll be in the middle again. And then also our literature distribution packets that you've assembled already between Seniors Fellowship, and then Wednesday night, folks are involved in that ministry. And there are scriptures we are literally handing people a copy of a portion of the Word of God, as well as gospel literature and invitations to Easter and upcoming events here at Stanley Heights. So those will be available as well. And you see the instructions for it. You'll get what you need, and you'll get your carload and take your assignment and let's do it. All right. So there will be a lot done tonight. And with that said, we're going to stand and sing. Brother Mims is going to lead us in a song, and then I'll pray you on your way and pray the hand of God upon us as we serve tonight.
All right, just the first of 508, I will sing the wondrous story.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. And I sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
All right, let me pray for you and then you can go on your way in ministry tonight. Lord, we are grateful for all of our young people and the effort that they have put forth, the investment they're making in development of themselves, and how I believe it will be used, these skills will be used for your glory in a lifetime of ministry, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that we together have the opportunity of being co-laborers with you. And every aspect of what we'll do tonight is a faith effort on our part to impact our community, to be faithful to the people of our surrounding area where you have placed our congregation here. Lord, as we pray, some are laboring in preparing these cards that will go. Some are laboring in going into the community. Others are laboring in praying. All of us laboring in some way. And so we ask, oh God, for you to bring forth fruit. We ask for you to give us joy in it. And for this, we praise you and we ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us as we go. We yield to him for his filling and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings as you minister tonight. Thank you for joining us. Jesus said to those who believed on him in John chapter 8, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We join our God in desiring that you will know the liberating power of the truth of God's word as you apply it to your life. We would love to hear from you and find out what God is doing in your life. You can go to our website, stanleyheights.org. There you can contact us with your prayer requests. You can ask a question. You can find a free resource to study the Bible as a guide in your journey. You can get other sermons and other free resources that are available for you. While we're talking, may I ask you this question? Have you made the most important decision of your life to turn to Jesus Christ and receive him by faith to be your personal Savior? Oh, if you haven't, would you do so right now? And if you would like some more guidance in that decision, you can go to our website, stanleyheights.org/eternity, and you'll find some help that will guide you in that decision. Again, thank you for joining us. I'll look forward to hearing from you soon.